Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel of Holland.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice.
Lord, like the publican, I stand and lift my heart to Thee. Thy pardoning grace, O God, command, be merciful to me. Again from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, beginning to read at verse 37. And he answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them that do iniquity. And they shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Let's give thanks for these words and pray that we'll have understanding. Earlier in this chapter, just before the Lord Jesus gave the meaning of the parable of the sower, he said, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Speaking of others, what a solemn word. None of us want the word. We all hate the light. The Lord Jesus said that to Nicodemus. What a blessing it is then if he gives us to know the understanding as he did the apostles on the day of resurrection. Let's pray for that. Our Father, we come to thee through Christ Jesus, thy Son, the one who thought it not robbery to be equal with thee, and then took on him the form of a man, humbling himself to the death of the cross, that cursed place. Help us to see that he went there because we deserve it. Help us to know that, Father, in repentance, that we fully deserve to be cursed. As thou hast said, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all the things of the law to do them. We have all come short of thy glory. We have all sinned, and we give thanks there is a Savior for the world. Thou dost so love the world that thou dost give thine only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, help us to know the full meaning of those words, both thy love in giving thy Son, and also to whom thou dost give him, even us who are perishing in our own ways. And we pray that thou wilt teach us that. We pray that we may never forget the rock from which we have been hewn and the pit from which we have been dug, that we may not rise in pride, as we see some in the church in Corinth and some in the church in Laodicea. We pray, Father, that thou wilt, with thy Spirit, continue to teach us, that we will be humbled and stay humble before thee, that we might then have thy blessing. We are in desperate need of it today, particularly in our nation, that we have turned from the faith of our fathers. And we pray, Father, that there might be again another awakening, as thou hast given it in the past, that there might be a reviving in the church, that there will be repentance and faith again renewed, that the church can then be a salt and a light in this nation and even throughout the world as it formerly was. We pray, Father, for our homes as well as the nation. We pray for the church. We pray for individuals that have temporal needs, the hungry, the homeless, the persecuted, the war-torn lands, those in sickness and injury, those in older age. We pray for the children and the broken homes, that thou wilt lead and protect them from the forces that are there. We ask all these things and give thanks through Christ. Amen. As we look at this once again, what we read here was an answer to what the Lord Jesus had said somewhat earlier in verse 24 of this 13th chapter. We read another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. The Lord Jesus used just before this a parable of a farmer sowing, and here again another parable. At that time, many of the people were farmers. Today we have less and less. Some hardly know where food comes from and how it is grown, how it has to be sown and then harvested. So less and less understand these parables. But it is quite simple when we read, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. Some may have gardens. Sowing good seed, we know that the weeds come. We often say they come of themselves. They are there because man sinned. And here, when it is likened to a farm, it says there was good seed sown, and then while men slept, an enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. The reason that is given so plain is, as he answered in the 37th verse that we began to read at, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. All that is in the hand of Christ. It is true that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, but again, it was the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus himself, who told Nicodemus and tells us, and John recorded that in John chapter 3, verse 16. He is the one, the good shepherd, that calls his sheep through his word and by his Spirit. We read in the 38th verse, the field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. We can't really separate the seed from the plant that's grown. As soon as the seed is planted, it, in right times, sprouts, grows, and there's the plant. And it will be a plant of wheat or corn or whatever is planted. And here, the good seed are the children of the kingdom. And then the tares are the children of the wicked one. We also have to understand that we aren't to think of it always in this order. First of all, the seed is sown and the tares afterwards. When we think of the church at Ephesus, Paul writes to them and tells them where they were before the seed was sown. He said, "In times past you walked during the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation, in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." This is the beginning of every one in the world and in the church. Paul said this to the Christians at Ephesus, that in time past you walked this way. It was because they were listening to the lies of Satan. When the Lord Jesus talked to some, recorded in John chapter 8, we read they believed the gospel, but not continuing to believe it, and they began to rebel against Christ and what he told them further. After he said, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples, and you shall know the truth shall make you free." They didn't know their bondage. They didn't know their bondage to the lie of Satan. Later, he had to say to them, "Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word, you are of your father, the devil. The lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." That's the one. These people were still children of your father, the devil. All of us have our beginning there, listening to the word of Satan. Satan spoke to Eve. She listened to him. Adam, as well, became guilty with her. Ever since then, everyone has listened to Satan first. And we have to be brought to repentance. We have to acknowledge that we have believed the lie. And that's why Christ said, speaking of the Father loving the world and giving his Son, that we will not perish. We are perishing because of the lie. The lie that tells us we can do wrong and all will be well. The lie that we are hearing so much of in our time, calling good evil and evil good. Probably worse than almost ever before in our nation. Never before have we said it's right to murder the unborn. This nation settled in the early 1600s, and for those 350 years, it was recognized as wrong all through every generation. Not until in the 1970s, our Supreme Court said it's right to murder. It's right to do that terrible wrong. We have come to such a place that we actually call good evil and evil good. We call light darkness and darkness light. That's where we have come to. The same thing in marriage. All through the years. One husband, one wife. Now, even though the Bible so plainly speaks of the sin of men against men and what their end is, we say it's right to have that kind of a marriage. And again, for those 300 and even more years, more than the 350, and the many years since we have become a nation that we have had a constitution. Some of these people say it's a constitutional right. They're trying to make our constitution lie. They're trying to make the Bible lie. Satan is doing that. We're listening to Satan as a nation. That's why we are where we are. That's why we are so divided, sadly, in the home, in the church, in the nation, all three. Sadly, Many people individually have divided lives. Just read today of some committing suicide. We read of many that want to take drugs to settle their mind. They're living in confusion. The truth has not set them free. As we read in John chapter 8, where Christ said, if you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That is the word of the Son of Man. As we read it here in this 13th chapter, verse 37, he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. Do you know that the devil is here? Sometimes we speak of and hear of churches becoming emptier, especially on Sunday nights here. We used to worship Sunday morning, Sunday night, equal numbers attending. Now, many churches no longer have service on Sunday night. Many are empty. Some meet number of churches together. Who are we listening to? The few that come may want to listen to the Lord. But what about all those that will not do what the Scripture says? Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. That is God's word given by Christ to Paul as he writes to the church of Hebrews. Paul is his witness. Here the Lord Jesus is speaking himself and saying, he is the Son of Man that sows the good seed, and he calls those who are his witnesses. Paul was certainly one of them, but here he is speaking himself and saying who he is, but also, once again, the enemy that sowed them is the devil. We mentioned last week how much we listen to tradition. It's man's explanation of partly Scripture and partly their own thinking, often adding with it or sometimes even taking away from it. Could just give an example of the sovereignty of God. Some will say those chapters that teach that so plainly in Romans 9, 10, and 11, well, that's for the Jews. Yes, it is for the Jews, but it is also for Gentiles, you and me, if we're Gentiles. That word is to us, and it's very plainly stated in those chapters itself. Listen to what we read in Romans chapter 9, verse 23, that he might make known the riches of his glory and the vessels of mercy which he had afore prepared to glory, even us, whom he hath called not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. Very plain. And yet people say, well, those chapters aren't for us. That's a lie. That's Satan sowing something in your mind if you believe that. Read the Scriptures carefully. Pray carefully for the Spirit of Christ to lead us into all truth. And oh, how we need that. How we need it in the divided church that is not a witness to the world because of its division, because of, I hate to say it, but its murderous ways. Yes, churches have murdered others in other churches through the ages, especially in the time of the Reformation. Before that, one church was very guilty of killing those that were called the Waldenses, as they were in the Alps in France and Italy. Terrible, terrible things happened from the so-called church. I guess we'd have to say that they were the enemy. We'd have to say that they were not the seed of the kingdom, but ones that were believing the lie. The one that had listened to the one who sowed the tares. And that is basically what it is. We have either the word of God or the word of Satan. And no matter who says it, if it's truth, it's from God. because we don't have truth in ourselves until we have it from God. And if it's not the truth, then it is from Satan. He's the one that leads into the lie, as we just read from John chapter 8. He is the father of lies. And they were, those to whom he was speaking, children of their father, the devil. And here we have the awesome picture of it. And as we saw last week, and I read some of the verses put to verse and music of the second coming of Christ by William Williams, the same person that wrote the song that we sang and heard sung last week, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. He had this book put to verses called The Kingdom of Christ. The kingdom. That's often the way the Lord Jesus himself described that which is his, the kingdom of heaven. We read that last week from verse 24, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that sowed good seed in his field. And we have that statement many times here in this chapter. Verse 31, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed. Verse 33, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Then we have in verse 44, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for the joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. The next verse also describes that kingdom again. Verse 45, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant, man seeking goodly pearls, who when he has found one pearl of great price, sold all that he had and bought it. And then verse 47, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net, which was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. Sometimes we think of the kingdom of heaven as only the children of God, the children of Christ. But here, Christ said, giving us that it is like a net, and it is filled with every kind. Also, verse 41, it doesn't speak there of the kingdom of heaven, but it speaks of his kingdom. We read in the last part of that 41st verse, they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them that do iniquity. Yes, what solemn words. There can be in his kingdom, the kingdom of Christ, those that offend. We read last week, and can read, where Christ said, the children of the kingdom will be cast out. They will not sit with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They'll come from the east and the west, and the north and the south. But those that are thought of as in the kingdom, those that are circumcised as Israelites, they will be cast out. So sometimes the word kingdom is used in a broader sense than others. We have to understand that. We have to know its context. But generally, especially when we speak of the kingdom of heaven, I think we're speaking of one way only, those that have entered into it in repentance and in faith. Until that time, they're not going to heaven. Until that time, they are going to hell. Everyone have to be delivered from it. Like David said, the pangs of hell got hold of me. He described himself in a horrible pit. When we hear the Word of God, this is how God leads us, the Word of truth. We read in James, we read that a number of times, but I'll read it again, James chapter 1, verse 18, of his own will begot he us with the Word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Yes, there are things recorded in Scripture. The Scripture records lies of certain people, how they believed the lie, how they were wrong, how they believed, as we mentioned before, tradition, how they taught tradition. They are described by God in His Word. But what they taught, even though it's stated in the Word, what they taught in tradition was not true. Only what comes from God, from Christ, and those that are called to preach His Word and are true to that calling. It's a terrible thing if we're not true to the Word. And sometimes that danger is there, that we hesitate to preach the whole counsel of God. God gives warning of that to Ezekiel. He said, if you do not warn the wicked, their blood will be on your hand. Very solemn. Dangerous for every one of us who are called to bring the Word of God. The field is the world. The good seed is the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Yes, Christ will come, and every eye will see Him, but the angels are there, described as the reapers. Will you be the good fruit? Will you be that which He takes? And we read, the righteous shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. But others are described in the same verse, verse 42 of this 13th chapter. The angels will gather them, and they shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Some have said, and I've never counted them, that Christ speaks more of hell in the Gospels than of heaven. Some believe that more will go to hell than to heaven. Others believe that in the end there will be that host that no man can number, and that though along the way, Christ warns us that straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. Broad is the way, and wide is the gate, and there many be that go in thereat to destruction. The way of destruction. That may be true today. Hopefully, there will be yet a time of the outpouring of the Spirit of God. Hoping it will come soon. Hoping it will come to us. Hoping it will come to others as well. That God will bring in many more. Oh, how we need that in our nation. To stop our sinning. Our broken homes. Our abortion. Our wrong kind of marriages. Divorces. And remarriage as well, all of that. People have listened to Satan, listened to the lie, thinking that way will be better. It is not better for time. It is not better for eternity. Think of the truth. Continue in the truth of God and of Christ, and it will set you free.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise the Lord.